A report now from our correspondent in Pakistan. Usually, the Pakistani army does not allow foreigners to enter the part of Kashmir that it holds. But amid tensions with India over the Himalayan territory, it invited reporters for a brief escorted tour, and they included NPR's Dia Hadid.
We flew by military helicopter over mountains dense with pines and reached an army base planted with roses and apple trees. We were shuffled onto a bus to an observation room near the line of control that divides Pakistani and Indian Kashmir. An officer shows us an Indian army post just a few dozen feet away.
Is that really the Indian flag over there?
Indian flag flying, yeah, that's the post.
Wow.
He points at a bridge once plied by passenger buses and cargo trucks.
We call it a friendship bridge, but they didn't go without the friendship. We thought that with the travel and the trade, we can have a peaceful solution of Kashmir dispute.
There's no traffic on the bridge now, and you can hear the river below. Tensions have been high since August 5th, when India scaled back the autonomy of the part of Kashmir under its control. Both countries claim the entire Himalayan state, but Pakistani army officers here say they don't want a war with India and worry they'll be blamed if Kashmiri militants attack Indian forces. So they brought foreign reporters here to show they're securing the border. They also let us speak to the residents for a few minutes at the border village of Chakoti. In the tiny bazaar, there's a crush of reporters, intelligence officials in civilian clothes, and men in uniforms, so it's hard for folks to speak freely. Nur Muhammad's 76, with a snowy white beard. He says a few weeks ago, India fired shells toward homes in the village. He says he and his son and his grandchildren huddled in a bunker under his home. Muhammad says the bunker cost him nearly $6,000. He says the government hasn't helped. Army officials say they're building communal bunkers. Sidra Fatima's in the sixth grade and she's wearing a blue uniform. She says she has trouble sleeping. She's afraid there'll be more shelling and so she recites the Quran for protection. Last time, she and her eight siblings ran to her uncle's house because he has a bunker. She says it's 10 minutes away.
2 minutes.
But if she runs, she can make it in 6 minutes. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Chakoti.